remember getting up at 4:30 in the morning to cut the wood for the stove.
To light the...
Cook the porridge.
Yes.
Stirring, and it was going to be lumpy anyway.
We used to...
Stand and stir.
Tidy all the lawns, remember, picking up the pieces off the
lawn. We all had our jobs.
Had our little duties to do.
So it seems you got it.
Can you describe sort of what a typical day was like?
You'd rise at 6:30 in the morning, you'd make your bed, you'd go to the bathroom, you'd come back and you'd get dressed, then you'd go downstairs and do your duties, which
were... Do your teeth.
Always brush your teeth, I'm sorry, that was in the bathroom one. Then you'd go downstairs and you would do your duties, like, which sometimes when we were little it was picking up leaves off the grass or washing the children's socks from Sunday school, hanging them out. Monday morning was always stripping the beds, wasn't it, to take down to the laundry. The sheets off the beds to take to the laundry. And we used to drag all those down.
It was a packed day, though, wasn't it? You know, when you think about it, I thought it was probably early, 6:30 we got up, because I could never ever work out how we could fit in. But then school didn't start those days until about 9:30.
But we used to go to prayers before that. We used to have prayers in the morning.
You'd
have to have your
breakfast. When did you have breakfast then?
We'd have 7 o'clock breakfast.
Of course, depending too, I suppose, which...
Well, in the war home we had...
Which home you're in.
Yes.
Every month, a different person... We got on a rotating...
Yes.
Roster.
So, for example, you'd be on the kitchen today. Next day you'd be on the bedrooms, making the beds and... polishing the floors.
Oh, we used to
And you just get down on our hands and knees and you polish 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
you put them 9, 10, 11, 12,
move. And one fellow would say, move. And we go up and down the corridors and the bedroom.
We used to have lovely shiny floors. Our floors.
We had a lot, didn't we, to go
before. Tie the cloths on our shoes, on our
really
feet.
We changed our clothes twice.
We were beautiful. We used to pretend we were fairies, you know, angels.
Not in the boys' home, do you?
No, I was just going to say, you boys had it rough.
We got out of bed, and we had to, I don't know about you, but it came as an awful shock to me, because even though, you know, I was used to doing little things, you were soon taught. I was the youngest in Novara. And one of the big girls had to do it for a few days and show me how to do it. And you'd actually jump out of bed, strip the bed, turn the mattress, make your bed, get dressed, go to the bathroom. Then you went to do your chores. You're in your play clothes, you know, by this time. Go and do your chores. Then there was still time, depending on what you were doing, to have a little bit of a play. And then we had to get dressed, there was a bell, and we had to get dressed for school. Then we were all inspected to see that we were, you know, nails clean and everything. Then we went to prayers at the Sagar Hall, and that was usually a prayer, a hymn,
a reading.
And a reading. And then we traipsed off to school.
We ran to school.
Did they cut the prayers out when you came back from the mountains?
No, they didn't.
No,
they
were still the same.
About 60s, I think, or late 50s.
It was still the same.
That being cut out. It was a long time.
And we had grace before and after a meal.
And then grace before and after bed. We'd kneel up at the foot of our beds.
Oh, we had about 4 or 6
and
prayers at night.
Many times nodding off.
We had to sing. Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us, Shepherd kind.
Do you remember
we coming? We are only children, and all the kids would go slowly down into a terrible... it was terrible.
But we went swimming too in the summer. We'd come home from school. And I think the boys went first. And then we had our half hour or whatever it was, I don't know, but we had to come home and get ourselves dressed and off to the pool, had our time there, and of course you'd come home even more hungry. And then we had an early dinner at night, about 5 o'clock or whatever, and then it was lights out at 7:30.
We always sang our prayers on the end of our beds.
About six prayers.
And no talking in bed after.
No. And no going to the bathroom to get a drink of water either.
That's right. And in the mountains it was terrible.
I used to get water out of my toothbrush.
Because the mountains
We used to do that, didn't we?